Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Play your part.
My bitch a choosing lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck with $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a popper pulling Bentleys off the lot. Smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Oh, I gotta go, got my compare.
Yes, that is getting a Tuesday started off good. What is up, folks? It is So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan Bailey, and this is your Tuesday episode. I am so excited for today's guest. As you've read by now, it's Frank Catania. I'm Frank Catania. How you doing? I talked to him the day before Thanksgiving at my parents' place, and he did not disappoint. It was another one of those things where I was like, man, you are just entertaining as hell. Like, there are just certain people that you're like, I could listen to you just talk about anything. So anyways, I want to let you know that up top, and there's going to be timestamps on this. So I'm going to do like a Bailey Mail kind of thing where I'm going to talk about, you know, some current pop culture events. But I get it. If you're here for the first time, welcome. How are you? Thank you so much for giving this a shot. You can use the timestamps. You can skip right to Frank Catania because he talks about it all. He talks about next season. He talks about Dolores. He talks about his current situation with his lady. There's a whole, I mean, the dude is just the nicest guy. Like, in fact, I'm talking like him now. How you doing? Hey, how you doing? We make fun of Joey Gorga. How you doing? I'm Joey. So if you want to just skip past this part, totally get it. That's what the timestamps are for. But I am going to do some news, and then we'll get going. So this is wild. Right as I started, I got to tell you, there is a common theme, and I'm so sorry for the guys that listen to me. I'm gonna, you know, is that us guys, we are idiots. I think Frank will admit that he's made some mistakes in the past. I've made mistakes, and it just seems like, guys, we're idiots. And this isn't funny, but just right before I fired up the old computer to talk to you guys, we got TMZ reporting Marilyn Manson, LA County Sheriff raids his home in sexual assault investigation. Marilyn Manson's home was crawling with detectives from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and it's related to his ongoing sexual assault investigations, TMZ has learned. Our law enforcement sources tell us Special Victims Unit detectives went to the Shock Rockers home in West Hollywood early Monday morning, executing a search warrant. We're told Marilyn was not home at the time, and law enforcement forced entry with a warrant in hand. Our sources say the search warrant is connection to the ongoing probes into sexual assault allegations against Marilyn, and police seized media storage units, including hard drives, which will be reviewed by the case. God, can you imagine the person that has to review Marilyn Manson's hard drives? As they've reported in the past, Manson is accused of locking women in a soundproof room in the home, something he allegedly did to punish them. That's just one of the things. If you actually, Rolling Stone has a great article on Marilyn Manson right now that I think was in last month's issue. But this guy seems like a dirtbag, and I really, really dislike that Kanye or Ye or whatever we're calling him put him on the Donda album, and he now, Marilyn Manson, is nominated for a Grammy because of Kanye. I don't know if anybody knew that. And if you follow Dumois, it said that Kanye was spotted with Marilyn having dinner at the restaurant Bestia, last week or this weekend. A couple people wrote in to report, and they overheard Kanye with his phone saying, "Oh, I got hot girls texting me all the time," which is like, it's one thing if you think Kanye's like trying to convert Marilyn to like a religious awakening of some sort. It's another thing to just think like, they're all just dirtball. We're all just dirtbags. Like, Kanye's still bragging about women and stuff like that. Like, where does that go in the Bible? Like, it's like totally cool to follow Instagram hoes. Is that what we call them? Insta hoes? What are we calling them these days? What is the, God, I would love to be an Insta hoe. I don't think my butt's big enough. I got big legs, but my butt is not big enough. So keep an eye out on that. I think that's wild. In other news of men that have wildly failed, especially towards women, Tiger Woods actually made a very sad revelation today. He said, I doubt I'll ever be a full-time pro golfer again. That's my reality. So he is finally admitting the car crash that he had has left him unable to recuperate enough to play golf at the level that he is used to playing. So he's going to say, he says he's going to pick a few tournaments here and there. So this is kind of like a semi-retirement, but good for him. If you guys watched, did you watch that HBO doc, the Tiger doc? It was like a 2-part documentary on HBO Max, which, by the way, if anybody works for HBO Max that listens to this show, you guys are doing the Lord's work over there. I love you guys so much. I love your documentaries. Please, please put me in contact with somebody in your documentary department. I want to interview everybody over there. Wow. But the documentary was fascinating, just in how his dad really drove the drove that ship and kind of instilled this military precision with his golfing. But there's like a demon there as well, because Tiger really didn't get to be a kid. I don't know. It was really fascinating, which, by the way, I hear that Will Smith movie, King Richard, is out right now on HBO Max, which is Venus and Serena's dad. He plays that, and I hear he's excellent in it. But I do got to make, if anybody from Will Smith's camp is listening, yo, man, what's going on with you? Are you okay? I feel like Jada Pinkett Smith has taught you to be way too honest. Do you know with celebrities, you guys, where you're like, it's too much. I don't need to. No, please. I don't need to know. No. I think you're amazing. You literally do not have to tell me anymore. Just let me enjoy your movies, please. I think you're amazing. Please let me just enjoy it. It's like it would be the same thing with The Rock. Like, if The Rock starts coming out with, like, you know, I can suck my own D, right? You know that. Like, it would be like, cool. You don't have to tell us that. I just want to enjoy your movies. Will Smith revealed, this is another thing where it's like, dude, what are you doing? Okay, and this is a trigger warning for anybody that, I don't know. So Will Smith reveals he used to vomit after orgasming because he was having too much sex. Will Smith recently shared some intimate and personal details, including... Could you imagine what kind of celebrity... How popular do you have to be where you think we want to know that you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to share that I used to vomit after sex. Like, what? He says, before starting his relationship with Pinkett Smith, he revealed that he used to have psychosomatic reaction to sex. Here's what Smith said about his sex life before and after meeting his wife. So I guess he has a new... he has a new book coming out entitled... called Will. My new book's called Ryan. It's coming out November 9th. So it's out already, I guess. In the book, Smith wrote about dealing with heartbreak after his girlfriend Melanie Parker cheated on him. I desperately need relief, but as there is no pill for heartbreak, I resorted to the homeopathic remedies of shopping and rampant sexual intercourse. Up until this point in my life, I had only had sex with one woman other than Melanie, but over the next few months, I went full ghetto hyena. Okay. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star had so much sex that he developed a disturbing reaction to orgasming. I had sex with so many women, and it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. It would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit. Guys, if you've been vomited on by Will Smith, So Bad It's Good wants to talk to you. I am putting out a nationwide call that I would love to, if Will Smith has even gagged on you, I would really love to interview you. Please, it'll be a very easy interview. I just want to know what happened. Smith said that he persisted through the vomiting and continued sleeping with copious women because he doesn't quit. He's Will Smith. He's a champion. He says, in every case, though, I hope to God this beautiful stranger would be the one who would love me, who would make this pain go away, Smith wrote. But invariably, there I was, retching and wretched, and the look in the eyes of the women even further deepened my agony. The look in the women's eyes? Yes, Will, because you were throwing up on them. They probably look scared as hell. Are you kidding me? Will has gone off the deep end. In the memoir, Smith also opened up about his early sex life with his now wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. We drank every day. We had sex multiple times every day for 4 straight months. I started to wonder if this was a competition, Smith wrote. Either way, as far as I was concerned, there was only two possibilities. I was going to satisfy this woman sexually, or I was going to die trying. Which, by the way, if you follow their relationship, it really seems like he's going to die trying. I don't feel like Jada Pinkett Smith likes Will Smith. Do you ever get that feeling? It really, like, you guys know what I'm talking. We need to do a Red Table Talk discourse at some point. There needs to be a deep dive on that show because it is wild. Smith got candid about his open marriage in a September 2020 interview with GQ. Jada never believed in conventional marriage. Jada had family members that had an unconventional relationship, so she grew up in a way that was very different than how I grew up. There was significant endless discussions about what is relational perfection, what is the perfect way to interact as a couple. And for the large part of our relationship, monogamy was what we chose, not thinking of monogamy as the only relational perfection. The King Richard actor said that opening up his marriage showed him the highest definition of love. We have given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way, and marriage for us can't be a prison. And I don't suggest our road for anybody. I don't suggest this road for anybody. But the experience is that the freedoms that were given one another and the unconditional support to me is the highest definition of love. Smith has gotten candid about his relationships. He once revealed he wanted a harem of girlfriends, including famous actor Halle Berry. He said he was working with an intimacy coach, Michaela Boehm, and told her if he could have anything in the world, he'd want a harem of girlfriends. God, can you imagine? Like, do I need an intimacy coach? Has anybody had intimacy coaches? I feel like... But the getting jiggy with it rapper changed his mind when the time came to start contacting the women he wanted in his harem. The coach made you... Will, you were calling people to actually get people in your harem? He says, I don't know where I saw or some shit as a teenager, but the idea of traveling with 20 women that I loved and took care of and all of it seemed like a really great idea. And then after we played it out a little bit, I was like, that would be horrific. That would be horrific. I was like, can you imagine how miserable? I mean, the insurance alone is... Wow, that is very sister-wise if you guys watch that TLC show. Woo, which, by the way, just premiered last week. They had their second episode on Sunday. My roommate loves Sister Wives. Very big and very happy for all the ladies to get away from Cody, the main guy. Will could have been Cody. But also, Will, if you're listening, man, I by the way, you just sold a book. I need Will Smith's autobiography. I need to read the hell out of that book. If it has stuff like that in there, imagine what else it has in there. Damn, that is Santa. I would like the Will Smith book. But wow, I mean, I'm worried about Will Smith. I think he's such a good actor. He seems so happy and friendly. And there seems to be a storm within. If you know who else has a storm, folks? Mr. Randall Emmett. Lauren from Utah, or Lala Kent, as we know, obviously separated from Randall. They were never married, remember? They were engaged, and she has his child, who's very, very cute and adorable. And Lala, if you look at any of her Instagrams, or like, she is hawking every good known to man all of a sudden, because she needs some money. In fact, she has that tattoo that said Rand, and she made it brand new, so she changed it to brand new, which, by the way, I revealed... did I reveal on the main pod or on a Patreon that I have a tattoo of my ex's name, but my ex's name is complicated, so there's no other way that I can make it another word? You know, like, there's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, like, Rand, you can make brand new, but I can't with my ex. It would be like, I would have to invent a word, and then how do you explain that? Either way, I'm fucked. She has a shirt she's selling, like a sweatshirt that says brand new. And it's like, yeah, that's awesome. But at the same time, like, do we really want to buy things with like Rand's name on it? Like, it's fun for Lala that she did that with a tattoo. But is that really, you know, I know it's like that's like what we call an impulse buy. But then I feel like you'd have like buyer's remorse afterwards. But she is hawking if I open up Instagram, I bet right now I would get confronted with a Lala Instagram ad. She's selling glasses. She's doing commercials on her IG. And it's like, yeah, get that money, man. She's going to have to play the game a little bit. I am so proud of her, though, because this guy is a douchebag. I believe I'm having girl gangs on the Instagram account that kind of busted Rand out yesterday and today. It's actually gone into today as well. And this guy seems to have a modus operandi, a way of operating with these ladies. And He'll DM them constantly. He'll ask for nudes. He'll pay them. He really loves the sugar daddy thing. And the thing is, so many people can back this shit up in terms of their stories. And it's just, it's, I don't know, man. That's a real sickness because he has a family, he has kids. I assume that he did love Lala or does love Lala. And that's a real sickness. Like, I hope he can like see somebody about that. But like when you like doing stuff like that, can you really put that back in the box? Will he ever be satisfied or satiated, or he's always going to be wondering like, who's the next girl I can see nude? You know, like I want to keep Lala on the side, and I wonder how much Lala actually knew. And I wonder when she actually found out and what was the straw that broke the camel's back. Of course, and the world now does not get the Randall and Lala podcast tour that they had actually had dates on sale. That has gone by the wayside, so that's sad. And we know Jax and Brittany were going to be a part of that, so they've lost another job, which is very sad. So, man, it's just nothing. Did anybody watch Portia's Family Matters? I guess that's the title of the show. I have not got to see it yet. I did finally watch the Potomac Nicki Minaj. It was good. I don't think I need celebrity, it was cute. It was a one-time thing. You can tell Nicki is a fan of the show, and I loved that. I thought that was really cool. She got to ask some good questions, but it's not something I would love to know what you guys thought of it. Remember, later this week, I am going to be starting up my solo recaps of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip again. I want to commemorate what Bravo has done, because I think that really is a special show. And if you do not have Peacock, don't worry. I'm going to walk you through every scene, and it's going to be great. I swear, I promise to you. I think I'm being too much today. I really am. Oh, by the way, tomorrow's exciting. The reason I'm actually doing this early tonight, because I am doing my first talking head. You know, one of my goals is to be a talking head. You know how they had it in like The Housewife and The Shawshocker? They have like talking heads in that. That's what they call like the people they interview. But like, I want to be a pop culture expert at a talking head. I want to always do the podcast, but that's another thing I want to do. And I get to do my first one tomorrow. And I'm so excited. I'm so nervous. And I hope I look okay in my clothes. I look like a giant troll right now. So hopefully it'll all come together, but I'm so excited, and I hope my brain says the right things at the right time, so I come off smart and witty and funny and not creepy like I definitely can sometimes. How are you guys doing? Are you good? I forgot to ask. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Quick hits. Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk look like they're back together. Remember, Irina was dating Kanye for a second. Now, Bradley and Irina have a child together already, so they are now being spotted in paparazzi photos, smiling all over the place. Now, if you look at Irina's dating history, she's had a fascinating dating history. I did an IG story about this, probably like 6 months ago, because it's fascinating. There's been a lot of rumors about Irina. I would be very curious to talk with her. Also, Bethany Frankel and Jason Hoppe heading back to court over custody of daughter Bryn, 11, as war between exes rage on. Okay, so there are three certainties in life, folks. It's death. Everybody's going to die. Taxes. We all got to pay taxes. And that Bethany and Jason Hoppe will be in court for the rest of our lives. Like, it is assured. This divorce has been going on longer than any Bravo show known to man. But the 51-year-old reality star finalized her divorce with her ex in January, nearly 8 long years after they initially split. But Frankel and Hoppe, that sounds like a horrible cop show. Frankel and Hoppe will appear before a New York family court judge on December 8th for a hearing involving custody of their daughter. Could you imagine how much money both of these people have spent on lawyers? Like, I know they're rich, but my God, just the wasted money. Damn. So thoughts and prayers out to them. I hope they can, like, at this long, don't you just want it over? I mean, this girl's going to be 18 in no time. You're going to still be fighting for custody over her. Like, and imagine how, like, she's got to be very aware at this point. And happier news, Britney Spears says, lighting my candles is a joy. Britney Spears reflects on her new freedoms a year and a half after she accidentally burned down her home gym and reveals she's on new medication. The vocalist says she's been on the right medication, she's quoted, for a month. She said she was present and optimistic after her father was removed from the conservatorship that she was under for 13 years. She shared a photo of the Christmas tree. And, man, I gotta say, like, we said this a lot on this show, and I know you see it everywhere on everything, but it gives you a really good feeling. This is a really good thing that happened. Britney being free. And I mean, not to get mushy, but like, if Britney can get freed after 13 years thinking that she never would be free, like she really was in a form of prison, is that who knows what's possible for our lives? We can do anything. Never give up. Never give up hope. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, this is huge. Like, it's so nice that she feels good, that she is starting to feel optimistic again. And we, you know, I even joked about all her crazy Instagram posts and all that stuff. But if you think about it, I'm sure the amount of medication they had her on and the lack of hope, like, that's got to drive you crazy because you can't believe this is real life, you know? She says, thanks to the doctors or conservatorship people. Good God, my friends, it's good to be here and present since I can actually pray now. Hopefully in just 3 months, there will be a shift for me. I mean, who knows? I'm not going to thank anyone. I'm going to pull a Snoop Dogg and say, I thank me for believing in me. Let's watch some TV, folks. She's got her iPad. Remember when they wouldn't even let her buy an iPad? So I don't know. That makes me extremely, extremely happy. What else? This is interesting, you guys. Did you know Will Ferrell, he had a producing partner, Adam McKay? Now, Adam McKay is one of the... Did you know Will Ferrell, actually? Will Ferrell and Adam McKay produced Succession, the show on HBO? I'm not joking. But they were producing partners forever. They met on Saturday Night Live 25 years ago. Adam McKay was a writer, and Will Ferrell, of course, was Will Ferrell. And they wrote together some of the funniest SNL sketches in history. More Cowbell... all his Neil Diamond stuff, all, you know, Adam McKay and Will Ferrell were a team at SNL, and that carried over into movies. So Adam McKay was part of the, responsible for Anchorman, Step Brothers, the other guys, all of their hits. But, it turns out Adam McKay also is a director now. Like, he directed that Dick Cheney movie a couple years back. He has a new Netflix movie coming out pretty soon with Leonardo DiCaprio. Really amazing director in his own right. And he has this show coming out on HBO about the 1980s Los Angeles Lakers. And Will Ferrell was supposed to play the role of Jerry Buss, the Los Angeles Lakers owner. And McKay thought, well, this is going to be a serious project. I want to give it to John C. Reilly. And John C. Reilly is also Will Ferrell's best friend. And Adam McKay didn't do Will Ferrell the courtesy of calling him and saying they went another way and they gave it to John C. Reilly. So John C. Reilly had to tell Will Ferrell, and Adam McKay didn't. And it really hurt Will Ferrell's feelings. And they folded up their production company, Gary Sanchez Productions, which produced so many amazing shows, Eastbound and Down, The Righteous Gemstones, really, really great production company. And they shut it down because Will Ferrell was insanely hurt. So this came out in a Vanity Fair article today. And I know it's not like Vanderpump or like, you know, reality show, but it's fascinating in terms of how Hollywood works. And at the end of the day, we're all just children. We're all just children that don't want to be hurt. And, he's, I guess, written many apology letters and stuff like that over the last year and a half. And Will Ferrell has not accepted it. Because you think of Will Ferrell as just a goofy guy and not somebody that can get hurt. But it seems like he was very, very hurt. So that just really stood out for me. Also, the tributes to Virgil Abloh, the prolific Louis Vuitton artistic director. The condolences keep coming in on Instagram, and Kim Kardashian posted a 10-slide one with a lot of photos of him and her and him with Kanye and things like that, whereas Kanye has deleted his entire Instagram or all the photos off his Instagram as of yesterday, and it's, you know, because of Virgil, people are speculating. So I don't know. What do you guys always think about Instagram memorials? You know, like, what do you think? Like, do you get, I noticed Leah McSweeney posted her photos of Virgil. She did one yesterday and one today. And, you know, I always, do you ever wonder, you're like, okay, get it. Like, do you ever think like there's like, do you, we get, do you think that they're obviously in deep mourning, but is it like, do you think they want us to see them with that person? Or do you think it's just genuinely, that's what you should do? If, you know, like, it is weird. It's something that we didn't have to think about 20 years ago because, you know, social media wasn't around. But what is the proper way to memorialize somebody? And especially if they're in a celebrity, if they're a celebrity of some sort. I don't know. I was just thinking about that when I was looking at all those. And I don't have the answer. It's just a question that I've been asking. So, also, we're going to talk this week more about The Housewife and The Shaw Shocker, the Hulu documentary. Of course, I said yesterday that I was like, it's so-so, but we're going to talk a lot about it. We're going to break it down. I think there's some really interesting points on that. But we got another great week of TV ahead of us. But remember, Winter House is done. That is very sad. And this Friday, they are filming the Vanderpump Rules reunion, which I don't know, you know, it's just not been such, the show's not firing on all cylinders, so it'll be interesting what that reunion will be about. But man, if Andy pulls a four-part reunion out of that thing, I'm walking. No, thank you. But okay, to our guest. That was fun. Remember, if you didn't hear this, if you used the timestamps, but if you stuck with me, thank you. I love you, and I hope you love our next guest. You know him. You love him. He is an Italian stallion from Real Housewives of New Jersey. He is a bodybuilder. He used to be a lawyer. He's in construction. He does it all. He's an extremely nice dude. We love his kids. I mean, little Frankie, every girl has a crush on little Frankie. Every guy has a crush on little Frankie, I think. And Dolores, of course, has all of our hearts. But I think you are going to see that he is just, it's a continuation of just how amazing this dude is. I'm going to play some commercials right before that. But if you look at the timestamps, you can skip right to Frank Catania. But I'm going to play those right now. And when we come back, we're going right into Frank Catania. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. If you like this, please leave a good 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Join the Facebook group, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. And that is it. And I will talk to you on Wednesday. Bye. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October. And there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place, from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
We will be right back to the show in just a second. We have a couple commercials for you, people that are sponsoring the show this week. All great products and people and shows. I'm very excited. Our first one, they are a repeat sponsor. It is a game called Best Fiends. Now, it is the busiest time of the year. So if you need a break from the holiday action, Best Fiends is the perfect pick-me-up. It is seriously my new favorite game. I have been playing it for the last couple of weeks, and especially over Thanksgiving. We would sit at the fire pit, my cousin and her boyfriend and my dad, and sometimes my mom, and I would have my phone, and I would be playing this while I was deep in conversation with my family. Sorry, my family, if you're listening. Best Fiends is a match 3 style puzzle and adventure game all rolled into one, and with more levels being added all the time, there's always something new to play. Best Fiends has it all. It has an amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of fun puzzles. I can't put it down. It's quite possibly the best puzzle game out there. And no Wi-Fi? You're on a plane? No problem. Play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want with offline mode. So even if your holiday travels take you off the beaten path, you can still play Best Fiends. Like I said, I brought it on a plane once already. I have brought it to my parents' place. I'm going to be on a set this week. I will probably bring it there. And also, it is a great way to get your mind, if you want to like not try to break your habit of like watching TV when you go to sleep like I do, it's kind of a good in-between thing to kind of break the TV habit, if you will. So download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That is Friends without the R, Best Fiends. So check that out, you guys. I think that's great, and especially around the holiday times, and kind of get your older kids involved too. I think it's cool. So our next one is sponsored by Wondery. Of course, we all know Wondery. They produce so many amazing, amazing shows. Here's another one. In the early 2000s, millions of households across the world tuned in to watch contestants battle for the last rose or to be the final survivor on the island. Reality TV was beginning to dominate the airwaves, and every show needed to be bigger, flashier, and more scandalous than the last. But in the case of one infamous dating show, the real drama was happening off screen, and it would shape the future of reality TV. The reality TV series There's Something About Miriam seemed like a pretty standard dating competition. Six young men wed for the affection of Miriam Rivera, a beautiful model from Mexico. But when Miriam revealed that she was a trans woman during the show's finale, the on-screen drama sparked an international uproar about gender, sexuality, and whether reality television had finally gone too far. Wondery's new podcast miniseries, Harsh Reality, The Story of Miriam Rivera, reveals what happened behind the scenes of this infamous TV show and how a multi-million dollar lawsuit and media fallout impacted the lives of Miriam and the contestants and changed the rules of reality television forever. I think shows like this are kind of amazing. It's what we've been talking about lately, folks, with getting a peek behind the curtain. We saw that, of course, with Denise Richards and the Bravo, Bravo, Bravo. But this actually takes us behind the scenes of what they did with this actual reality show. I think it is so fascinating to dissect these shows that we love and see where these productions learned from their mistakes. Also, I think this podcast especially highlights that sometimes the bigger story or the more intense story is actually what's happening behind the scenes. I am definitely adding this to my podcast list. I'm very excited for this one. And I'm actually, I think, going to probably be speaking to somebody involved in this podcast because it's just a really, really great story. So follow Harsh Reality, The Story of Miriam Rivera on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. That is very cool. I love when other podcasts sponsor this show. That is awesome. And it's about reality shows. It's what we love. And finally, Uncommon Goods. If you're anything like us, you want to win that Best Gift Giver Ever title this holiday season. We've got a secret source for that. It's Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has just right gifts for all your loves and likes. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only, all of them. It's not stuff you can find just anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. And they have gift guides to help you match the right gift to the right person. Here is some cool stuff I found recently on their site. Of course, they have a cold brew maker. I want this, actually. I love Starbucks cold brew, but it's really expensive. But if I had a cold brew machine in my house, which they sell on Uncommon Goods, I think that would finally be the product that would make me actually happy in this world. I saw that was cool. In fact, you can actually go on there. You can say, I'm looking for my wife or for my daughter or for my girlfriend, and they will give you a list of items that are particularly good for them. And that is so cool. I kind of went on there, and I know you're not supposed to do this, but I just started looking at things that I would like. And that's not what gift giving is all about. You got to give to your loved ones, especially this time of year. They have it all. So who knows what holiday shopping will look like this season, and the unique gifts and uncommon goods can sell out fast. So shop now and get it taken care of early. Folks, we have less than a month to the big holidays. We got to get it under control. So Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. Uncommon Goods also uncovers uncommon experiences. They offer that. So choose from live online classes in mixology, cooking, flower arranging, embroidery, and more from hand-picked artists and experts. They will even teach you cool classes to learn cool things. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So this is the important part. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/sobad. That's uncommongoods.com/sobad for 15% off. Remember, if you guys forget any of this, it is in the show notes. This will be there for you. So don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. And now, folks, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to iHeartRadio. So Bad It's Good. Today, we have somebody that's so good, it's great. We have a legend. We have somebody that has won Sexiest House Husband 3 years running now. He is a king of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I think he's just a really great guy. We all love him. We all know him. Frank Catania Sr., welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for having me on. You're making an introduction. I was waiting to see. Honestly, I thought I was on the wrong call.
Yeah, by the way, yeah. Oh, sorry. I was talking about Joey Gorga. Sorry.
Exactly.
I got to say, could you ever 10 years ago expect your life to be what it is today?
I could never fathom it whatsoever. Honestly, if anyone ever told me 10 years ago that we would be right now, I would say, oh, you got to be crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's wild because, I mean, the thing that we all love about your show is there is like this really sense of family with it. And even though you and Dolores have gone through your issues, you have this really strong sense of family. And especially as Thanksgiving is tomorrow, which, by the way, I'm so thankful that you're even actually talking to us near Thanksgiving. But what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving this year? What are you doing?
What do we do? I'm still, believe it or not, I'm still in the middle. Well, not in the middle. I'm at the very, very end of renovating Dolores' house, which came out. Please. Oh, I got to tell you something. I hate to say it, but Dolores is honestly probably my worst client ever since I've been building. But we're almost done with the house. My children will live in there. Neither Dolores or I are living there, but we are having Thanksgiving back at the house tomorrow, and Dolores, as well as my children, Dolores' family, my family, we still all get together as if we are one big happy family, because quite honestly, divorce or not, that's exactly what we are, Ryan.
Yeah, I love that. That's what, and you really get the sense of that. And I think sometimes, you know, people, and by the way, how sick are you of answering the, are you and Dolores ever getting back together? Because I don't even think it's about that. It's like, you guys are family at this point.
Exactly what we are. We are family. And when I say to people, and I hear it all the time, well, you guys are perfect for one another. I think we're perfect the way it is right now. If it's not broken, let's not try to fix it.
Yeah, well, so that leads me to the next question is, people found out you were coming on, and the number one question I get for you, are you single and will you date a Bravo fan?
I am not single.
I'm going to cut this out. That's a horrible news for everybody.
I'm sorry to say that, because I gotta be honest. I have such a great time with the fans. I really do. And a lot of the women are just, they're great. You know, they're so open and they say whatever's on their mind. I do have someone at this point. And going on, who knows, maybe next season, you know, we shall see a little bit of her on the show.
So you guys have already finished filming this upcoming season. And I mean, is it very different? Because the guys are, the women are always going to rule the roost in a housewife shows. But you guys, the house husbands of Jersey especially, have kind of taken off. Everybody loves you guys so much. Do you guys have your own storyline this season? Or, I mean, when shooting starts, how does that work for you guys?
We basically go along, all right. With listen, we know we're always ancillary to the wives, all right, because it's housewives in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a close knit group, all right. Right now, there's five of us, and when I say we are friends, we are definitely friends outside of the camera as well. And when you see us on film, what you see is it's not scripted. It's not even discussed. It basically just here, go here, do this, and next thing you know, it just meshes. And I got to tell you something. This season, we got two additions. We got Tiki Barber coming on. and we also have Teresa's new fiance.
Oh yeah, Louie.
All right. So now they come into the group, and believe me, you're not allowed to just join this group. All right. You have to be initiated. So listen, throughout certain episodes, the two of them, I got to be honest with you. Yes, they are initiated. All right.
I mean, has Bill Aiden learned to handle his liquor yet?
No.
No, not at all. That's a quick no.
I guess. When Bill first came on the show, Ryan, and Bill was, as you see him, he was somewhat reserved, quiet.
Yeah.
And because once anybody and you talk to people, say, oh, you know, Dr. Aiden, you know, well, why is he so tight? I said, once you meet Bill Aiden, he is so different. He is the most logical person in the world, first of all. But second of all, Bill is just a fun guy with a sense of humor, dry sense of humor. But I got to tell you something. He's a great individual. He really is. And this season, guys, if you thought last season was bad with the men, you thought we couldn't take it any further, Ryan, well, yeah, believe me, we crossed that line. Not only crossed the line, we crushed that line and even go even further.
I just need to make sure Joey Gorga kisses your ass at one point. Like, there's no justice for that, you know?
No, Joe's not kissing my ass, but Joe is probably, I hope they don't cut it and edit it. But there's a scene there, Joe, which is a lot worse than kissing my ass. Okay.
The thing that people don't really stop to think about is that you guys have known each other. A lot of you guys have known each other for decades. You know, that's correct, right?
Joe Gorga and I, yes, we go back to, I gotta be honest, probably close to at least 25 years, maybe more. Joe Beningo, I met with the show, who has become a very, very close friend of mine. Evan and Bill, I also met through the show. And as well, I consider both of them good friends of mine as well at this point. But no, I've been together. Joe Gorga, I did business with. I was Joe's lawyer for a while. And, you know, so I've known Joe Gorga for quite some time.
What is the biggest, like, did you ever happen to watch the show when, Joey Gorga first came on? Like, did you even mess with that at all and go like, oh my God, I can't believe he's putting it all out there like that.
Yes, I did. And we would talk about it because like I said, I was his lawyer and I spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I never once while I represented him ever thought I would be in the same position.
That's what I was thinking. It was that if you see him and like how intense it was with his family dynamic, I just wondered if it ever gave you trepidation then when Dolores said, hey, would you want to do this? Were you immediately like, no, or were you like, you know what? I'll try it.
Ryan, I was like, let's try it. All right. you know, Dolores was initially chosen way back when the show first started, initiated. And she said no because of the age of our children. And then when they came to her the second time around, she spoke to me about it. And, you know, we both agreed, move forward with it. And if you notice, though, Ryan, I don't get caught up. I don't get caught up in any of the nonsense. There's no, you don't see me fist fighting with any relatives. You don't see me fighting with anybody. Ryan, do me a favor. All I care about is Dolores. We're going to a dinner. Let me eat before we get thrown out. All right? And it's so true. Last year we had a show with Michelle at her house, and it was a great one until Dolores blew up on Joe Gorga, and they got into it because the girls had a vote against Dolores. In the background, all I was doing, Ryan, I sat there. I was sitting online because they were making fresh mozzarella, and I was sitting there, and they're almost done, and they're wrapping in roasted peppers in it. And quite honestly, I'm sitting there first in line because there is no line. I'm the only person sitting there with a plate waiting. And next thing you know, Frank, we're fucking out of here. I said, oh my God. I'm like, Dolores, please no. Fucking now. I said, oh, are you serious?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's your reality, but the reality of that makes such good reality television. And we kind of like, I remember that scene. I mean, cause that, isn't that the scene where Joe was like, you know, like kind of was talking out of his ass and said like, you're broken, Dolores, and all that stuff. That was that scene, right?
It sure was. That's when you see me in the background with the look on my face. You know, because, you know, the mozzarella is just getting close to the end. And now they're starting to wrap. Yeah, they're wrapping the roasted peppers. And now he started, I'm sitting, I'm the only person in line with my little plate, like a little gavone. And he's just about ready to cut it. Let's go. I said, you're kidding me. You're fucking kidding me.
Well, do you watch that show? Like, did you watch that scene back? Because a lot of people were also like, did you get upset at Joey Gorga for saying that to Dolores?
No, what happens is, listen, Joey's like family. First of all, Joey's like a little brother, a very little brother to Dolores. Okay.
Yeah.
And right. And that's, I know when to step in or not when to step. Dolores can handle herself pretty much all the time. If it ever comes to a time, yes, I will step in. Believe me, I would never, but I know Dolores can handle herself better than anyone, especially when it's almost like a family fight with somebody like Joe Gorga. So that's it, you know? And
yeah.
I let that too. Because I know the next day the two of them will be talking.
You're also known for having really great kids, and especially Frankie, who, you know, everybody loves Frankie as well. And we saw his journey where he seems like one of the most studious people out there. And we saw him, I think, get his business degree and all of that. I mean, is that something that both of your kids have? Like, do they get their work ethic from both of you guys?
We wonder sometimes. I got to be honest with you, Ryan. The Lord spoke about it the other day. We were driving together. And the worst problem we have with our children right now, thank God both of them are done. My daughter's a doctor. She's a veterinarian now. She's working. Frankie's out of school. Frankie now has a degree in working in real estate and finance with Teresa's fiance, Louie.
Louie,
right? And our basically our one and only complaint, both our kids are workaholics, that they don't enjoy themselves nearly enough. That's it. Everything's work. Everything's work. Everything's work for them. You know,
that's what it seemed like. Frankie moved in with David, I think, to study for. And I remember I was like, oh my God, that sounds so boring. But it was like what he was all about. And I was like, I've never been like that in my life, you know, and that's probably why I'm where I'm at, you know.
Ryan, I think that goes for me as well. and the thing about it, and Frankie, just if you put together his actions, they don't go hand in hand with his looks. Because when we're out, and Frankie is so, so humble. Anytime me and him are out, and I see the women.
Yeah, that guy could coast. That guy could just, like, coast on getting girls and being a model and crap like that.
And he doesn't even notice it. He doesn't care about it. You know, I mean, my son has always been, even when he was younger, a couple of years back, you know, when he was bodybuilding and he looked great, looked healthy. You know, me and my son would be in South Beach. I got to be honest with you. And we're walking down Lincoln Road. I'm seeing it in a minute. Of all ages, turn their heads and look at him. I'm going to tell you what he's doing, Ryan. My son is going in dumpsters and taking stuff out, and he sells it on eBay. That's what he was doing back then.
You got to knock some sense out of him. He is too sensible.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, Frank, are you fucking serious right now? These women. All right.
Well, I mean, so you actually are also very known for being into bodybuilding and things like that, and you had, like, a bad accident. It was on your legs, right?
Yeah, both my legs. That's for sure.
How have you healed? I know you've been healing. Is everything tip top now?
We're not back to 100%, but I think I'm back to as far as I'm gonna get. And I'm back in the gym. I'm back working out. Unless you knew something happened to me, other than seeing me go downstairs, you would never know anything happened. Despite Dolores with her Instagram story saying how when I got hurt, oh, this is it. Frank's never coming back from this. Dolores is my biggest cheerleader of pessimism. All right. So.
Well, I mean, what is working out meant to you over the years? Because, like, didn't you help train Teresa too when she was bodybuilding?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I sure did. I used to help. I competed myself for many, many years. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I had an injury that stopped me from competing. So I lived vicariously through people I would help get ready. And, you know, two of my greatest individuals. So I enjoyed, well, obviously, my son, training him, and also training Teresa. Bodybuilding, working out has been a part of my life ever since I played college football, high school football. And I carry it into the rest of my life with respect to the dedication, the discipline, you name it, the drive. It all comes from the gym. That's the way I look at it. And you take that and you live it through. You take it and carry it into the rest of your life.
Yeah, it seems like everybody that I know that are actually disciplined, like that have worked on their bodies, there's a certain type of mindset that's like a really great, tough mindset that actually instills a lot of confidence and success further down the road. I used to be a bodybuilder, but I injured myself eating stuff from the refrigerator. So I can never work out again. Yeah. So
that's it.
Do we, so in this new season, I know we have a lot more stuff with Louis. Do we like Louis? Do we trust him? Did you, you guys put him through the ringer, I suppose, but overall, do we get a good vibe from him?
I gotta tell you, everybody on the show, Louis, I compare it to Bill Aiden. Okay. The two of them are so logical when they talk. All right. When they talk, and you sit there, and myself, Joe Gorga, Joe Beningo, we get a little hostile. We yell a little bit. You know, we scream. And by the time you're done listening to also Tiki, so you got Louis, Tiki
and Barber, Bill,
they're so monotone, and they're so, I mean, God, so logical that I'm embarrassed to yell. I'm embarrassed to yell. But the fact is, Louis, I like Louis. I like Louis a lot. I know there's a lot of stuff out there with respect to social media about Louis, but I got to tell you something. I have seen absolutely nothing in Louis whatsoever that is indicative of the things that I read on social media. All right.
Gotcha.
And on top of that, he's been absolutely incredible to my son. He's great. Great to Teresa. And myself and Louis, we do business, all right? Louis and I do some business together. And quite honestly, I have absolutely nothing but praise for Louis.
I love that. That's actually, you know, when you deal one-on-one with somebody, that's the best way to actually get to know somebody is just actually being around them. So you used to be a lawyer. You are now in real estate and other business ventures. What did you prefer? Do you miss the law?
No. Well, what I did is I always did my business ventures somewhat when I was practicing law. But now I basically took them on full time, which I gotta be honest with you, I enjoy so much more. I hate getting up in the morning and having to put a suit on, waiting in a courtroom, waiting for a judge. I did a lot of matrimonial law back then.
Is matrimonial law like divorces and stuff like that?
It's divorces. And it's a shame because when I got disbarred, Dolores yelled at me first of all for not telling her
I remember, but again, Ryan,
I do that because there's nothing she can do about it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. So why am I going to stress you with that? All right, well, let me handle the stress. Let me deal with it. And then she said to me, a few months after I was disbarred, she goes, Frank, honestly, I wish you were disbarred earlier. Maybe we'd still be married, you know. I'm a happier person. The one part which I did enjoy very much, I was a city prosecutor for the city of Hackensack for, I think it was 5 years, all right, head prosecutor. And that I enjoyed, I got to be honest with you, because not only did I have a great rapport with my police department, my judge, my administration, the defendants, quite honestly, they loved me because I was always fair. And I have people, you're out in the streets and somebody comes up to you now all the time and you got one of three things. Do they know me from, me growing up? Do they know me from the show? But now also, you got to remember, do they know me from prosecutor in Hackensack? Because come up, I love you on the show. Other people come up, I think they like me because of the show. And they say, you did me such a solid in Hackensack. And I'd love to hear that. I really do.
I mean, these shows are kind of amazing because it shows our commonalities no matter where you're from, but also the place you're from compared to Beverly Hills is much different. How would you describe a type of person where you grow up and where you live? What are the traits of those kind of people? It seems like stand up people, funny.
Listen. I think we are stand up people here. All right. The way I put it here is we are salt of the earth. We will be loyal to you to the end. We are a little rough on the edges. Okay. As people say, what you see is what you get. And I'm going to say what's on my mind, whether you like it or not. So I may offend people here or there, but that's only because I'm speaking the truth. All right. And if I offend you, I'm sorry, but you want to know something? I'm not going to get, you know what I hate, Ryan? When somebody says to me, hey, listen to this, but don't tell so-and-so. No. If you tell me, I'm telling that person. Okay. If you tell me, I'm not. I do all the time. Don't tell me a secret because I'm not. That's me. I don't hide anything. I do a lot of things that I regret. But Ryan, I own them. All right. I've been arrested in the day. I got disbarred. You name it. I end up cheating on Dolores. And they're all bad things. But the thing is, I own it, man. I own it, and I say what the situation was, and I try to explain it. No excuses, but I explain it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why everybody really loves you, is that you admit you've made mistakes and you've risen above them. And I think that's kind of like inspirational for, I mean, like, I'm an idiot guy. I make mistakes every day, all day long. But as long as you can face those and kind of move forward, I think that's really some of the best things that we can ever see. And especially on TV. And that's why I really love your show, is because that's what I'm saying. It all comes back to family. It all, like, I don't really sense a lot of like just plain evil people on your show, you know?
Oh, that's definitely not. And yeah, listen, Dolores is the same. Dolores has been loyal to a fault in the past. All right. Listen, she went over and above with respect to Siggy, and she caught a lot of shit for it. But you know something? That was her friend, and that's what she was doing. She stuck with it. And that's just Dolores. Dolores, and she is loyal to a fault, and she still is to this day.
Well, when the guys go to one of these big parties and you see one of the girls getting into fights, like we are already rumored for like Marge and Teresa getting into fights, do you guys just sit back and just keep drinking and laughing? Do you just say, let them deal with it? I mean, because it really, when they cut to you guys, it always seems like it's a whole different scenario. They're like fighting for their lives and you guys are over there just chilling. Does it get kind of like, at this point, you're a couple seasons in, does it just make you laugh, or do you have to treat it really seriously to not piss off Dolores?
We have to, this year, I got to be honest with you, this year gets, you think the table flipping was bad this year. wait till you see what happens here. And again, the guys pretty much stay out of it, but you know, but we caused some shit for it, for staying out of it. All right. This year, believe it or not, the conflicts between the women spilled over a little bit into the men, but we try generally not to allow that to affect our relationships with one another.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, are you then allowed to talk to, like, you know, are you allowed to talk to the guys that are like their wives are in trouble with the girls? Are you still allowed to be cool with the guy? Like, I didn't know if there was like rules that you're expected to follow.
The women have never, as far as I know, is never coming between any of the guys.
Okay.
Never coming between. All right. The guys still talk. You know, believe me, and there's some situations between Margaret and Teresa. All right.
You know,
stuff happens. And listen, there's a situation between Teresa and Jackie sometimes, but Evan, all right, and Louis still talk, you know, they we don't allow it to get into our relationships.
Yeah, no, but I think that is a key element to the show is you guys now. As we start wrapping up, I just wanted to highlight too, is that you guys are doing live shows now, sometimes the House Husbands I've seen.
We did over the summer. We did down at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, which was, we had such a great time. This past weekend, the five of us, the five husbands, were in Carteret, New Jersey. We did a show down there, which was great. I just love to interact with the fans. And believe it or not, in February, Super Bowl weekend, that weekend, we are going to be out at Caesars in Las Vegas.
No, that's, that's what I'm saying. You could have never predicted this 10 years ago.
Never. And listen, keep your eyes open, because what we hear all the time, I got to be honest with you, we hear it all the time. And I tell all the fans, oh, you guys need a show of your own. You guys need a show of your own. Don't tell me. I said, tell Andy. So who knows?
Well, okay. That was my next question, is that we saw like this past week, they had Ultimate Girls Trip where they put a bunch of combination of housewives all together. I mean, that's the rumor that we've always heard, is that there needs to be an Ultimate Guys Trip where it's you guys, Mauricio from Beverly Hills, all of that. I mean, would you be down to do it? I mean, I think it's like there's demand for it.
There's not even a question. And 100% I would be. And most of the, obviously, the remarks you see are the Jersey guys, the five Jersey guys together with Mauricio, PK. And usually there's one or two other people thrown in there.
Yes.
And could you imagine?
I mean, I can't imagine. Like, that's the kind of drunken debauchery we need on Bravo, because, you know, that is just pure silliness. Like, I mean, everybody has said that from day one with you guys, especially where there was always rumors that it would just be a Jersey guys spinoff. But I love that it's like a combination of both. But I think you guys would be a great special, like an Ultimate Guys Trip. I think it would be so, like, I'm shocked you guys aren't doing it already.
Can you picture? Honestly, me and PK in the same room, both of us having too much. Oh my God. We would go at each other. We come from such different backgrounds, but I guarantee in the end, we all have a great time.
Yeah. I mean, totally. And the other thing I saw, I don't know, like I saw you guys, didn't you and Dolores just do a show together?
Oh my God. Yeah. You want to know something? We did a charity show, which was, that was great with the guy from American Pie. All right. He was
Jason
awesome.
Biggs. Yeah.
He
yeah. Was, yeah.
Jason, let me tell you, and that was almost a surprise. The only one who knew about that was Dolores. The rest of the family, in fact, David too, no one knew what was going on. And he shows up at the door, all right, and it's called Cash at Your Door, and it was for charity. And I guess about it was such a great time. He was so funny, and we had a great time. And we did, not only myself, Dolores, the kids were involved there, as well as David was part of it. And we ended up winning $25,000 for Dolores' charity, Mimodity, the breast center.
I love that. Final two questions. How are you and David doing? You guys seem to have a very special relationship and unique, and a lot of people are surprised, but it seems like you guys kind of really get each other. Is that still good?
Yes, we are. And as I'm sure some people have seen in the social media, Dolores and David may no longer be.
Yeah.
All right. But myself and my children are still, David's still family to us. We formed a very, very strong bond with him.
That's what it seems like. Goes back to family again.
It does. Honestly. And I still see David. I still see David okay. a lot. All right. I still stop by his house. I pick up dinner every once in a while, go over there. In fact, one of mine and Dolores' best friends of ours just had surgery. And believe it or not, he is staying at David's house now. So David could take care of him.
What is this? So like is David's place just like a rehab center? Like he was helping you go to the bathroom and stuff.
David, listen, the rehab. Yes. All right. There's no girlfriend living there because David's a horrible boyfriend. He's an incredible doctor. He really is the guy. That's what he's meant to be. And I hope it doesn't interfere in him in the future. Yeah. In finding a good relationship. He's married to his work. The man, anytime anybody in our family is going to the hospital, David needs to know, and he'll be there. Right, he'll be there. And listen, David works with vaginas. All right, that's what he does. He's a perinatal doctor. Joe Gorga ends up getting kidney stones, and David's there sitting by his side.
I love that. That's what you want. You want somebody, a good doctor that's always on your side. And finally, what is the craziest fan experience you've dealt with so far?
Oh my God, let me think. In person.
It could be in person or online. It could be either or it could be both.
Oh, I'm online. I get DMs that are just, sometimes I don't know how to explain it, Ryan. I don't even know what they say. I get videos. We're like, I got to turn my camera like sideways and upside down to figure out what the hell's going on, right? It is, but in person, I had some woman. I guess she must have had a couple of drinks, and I come up and very nice. And they always ask to take pictures, which I loved. I never, ever, ever say no, nor does Dolores. And that's one of the reasons why she has such an issue with Ramona. But always do in person.
Yeah, yeah.
And some woman is next. She takes a picture, and I look at her and say, "Oh, thank you very much." And she proceeds to try to slide her tongue down my throat. I'm like, whoa, thank you for watching, but that's going a little far.
Oh my God. I love that. I mean, is your girlfriend a jealous type or is she good?
Yeah. My girlfriend, she's used to it. All right.
Yeah.
She's used to it. If somebody crosses the line, she does get some hairs up on her back. But and the problem is she hasn't been around because she feels as if she ever came on the show that she would be the reason that people think Dolores and I are not together.
Oh right? Yeah, I can see why you think that. Yeah.
All right, and she doesn't have thick skin, so that's one of the reasons.
Oh God! Well, thank God you have thick skin and are able to share this with us because it really does make for amazing TV. And thank you for talking to us so close to Thanksgiving. Is there a big dish you do for Thanksgiving besides turkey?
Obviously, we're an Italian family. Have to have the macaroni. Always have to have the macaroni. The ricotta. You know, you always get the ricotta cheese. You always. The manicotti, all right? You have to have a little manicotti there. So it's always Italian, and then it ends up with the turkey at the end. By the time the turkey comes out, Ryan, everybody's too full. Nobody eats the turkey. It's there for leftovers.
Do you do Night of Seven Fishes on Christmas?
I haven't done it in many years. We used to do it when I first was with Dolores. We would always do it. Just haven't done it because it seems like we're running around so much. This year, we're getting out of the house. Hopefully, it'll be done by then. Yes, I'm hoping that we get back on track. So,
yeah, I dated Dolores,
has a lot to do with that. Dolores' mother has a lot to do with that. And, you know, she had open heart surgery. So, knock on wood, she's recovering, doing well. And so hopefully this year we're back on track with that.
Oh, I did it. I dated an Italian girl for a while and her family did it. And it was like to the point where we were still eating at midnight and I was crying. Yeah. I was so full, you know, it was insane. But
that's welcome to the Italian family, Ryan.
Exactly. Frank Catania Sr., you are a legend. Thank you so much for being so nice and taking so much time with us today. Is there anything that we can support for you? Anything check out besides following you on Instagram?
That's it. Honestly, all is well. Just guys, thank you so much for having patience because I know it doesn't look like the new season's coming on until February. We thought it was going to be on in December. Just have patience because I promise you it'll be worth it. I promise you it'll be worth it. And I just want to thank everyone for supporting us. I really do because without them, we would be nothing.
Oh, and please say hello to my friend Danielle Hollaback Cards on Instagram. She's in love with you.
100%. I know her.
Yes, she says you are the best guy ever. She loves you. So,
thank you, man. Listen, Ryan, happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
Thanks, dude. We'll talk to you again.
Take care, guys.
Betches.